You don't have to breastfeed, ladies. I don't encourage you to do that. See, what happens when you breastfeed and you're pregnant, the boobs are fantastic. They're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. But as a husband, you can't touch them because they're too sensitive. And then by the time you're ready to get in there, you're not left with the original product that you start with in the first place. It's purely selfish. See, my wife had a nice B going, nothing crazy. But then that's when I get to a C or a D, I get excited. Oh, this is awesome. But you can't touch them because they're too sensitive. And then they go down again. And then the process repeats itself. The second kid really does a number on them. So now what was a nice B? Now one looks like a man's wallet. And the other one looks like a leather satchel you might see at a Renaissance fair after it was dropped by a falcon at a high altitude. Now I got all kinds of little hairy guys coming up to me going, "Sire, is that the satchel that holds the one ring?" No. It's your wife's titties, Frodo. You and your buddies better back the fuck up. That's solid advice, I think. I can't stand people who are married without kids, always rubbing their disposable income and their travel plans in your face. They always come up and say some horrible shit like, "You know, we're thinking about buying a second place in France." Well, that's great. The closest I'll come to a place in France is I might buy a crepe at a food court, and one of my kids will drop it inside of 3 seconds, and we'll all cry. That's right. Place in France. They also say, "We just really like our life the way it is." Basically saying, "We've seen you, and I'll take a pass."